lights on.
Is it? Okay. That's what we want. I was going to suggest, do you think that what was illustrated there was the familiar argument that an appellate court judge should have a good dose of trial experience before taking the appellate bench? And in this case, you did have a good dose of such experience. And I think this was something that Governor Williams, Justice Williams, did not have. Mm-hmm. He never did do much private practice.
Yeah.
And probably, maybe he, I don't know about his trial experience, he might not have had any at all.
Well, I think he did have some trial experience as an assistant attorney general, and but I never got the idea that it was an extensive trial experience. Well, I think it helps. I think an ideal court would be a court which contained an academician in the law, a recent practitioner in the law, as well as people with judicial experience at lower courts. Except for the lowest, of course, then you got to start with people just from the practitioner ranks. Because I think all of those backgrounds lead one to have a different type of contribution that that person can make to the court, to the deliberations of everybody. Which brings me to another aspect of the court life which always troubled me, Roger, still does, and will, and I suspect it will never be changed. Historically, the Supreme Court, which was based in Lansing, was housed in Lansing, and the justices all lived here. So that every day they saw each other, every day they had a chance to exchange ideas face to face, every day they had a chance to have lunch together, to explore each other's thinking processes and so forth.
As you mentioned in the case of Justice Williams walking down to your office.
Yeah, and that was one of the few days that he had some extra time and was in Lansing because his office was in Detroit. Now we have justices in Detroit. We have one justice only, I think, in Lansing. We have justices in Traverse City. And very frankly, the only time they get together is for official court functions in Lansing or Detroit.
How many days a month?
And that's wrong.